come alive, come alive in my body, dream.
Hey, this is episode 50 of the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. This is Molly. How's it going? All right, let's talk about food and trips and food. And it's funny, I do a lot of traveling, or I have in the past, pre-pandemic, and now I'm getting into traveling again. We went on that fabulous trip to Africa earlier this year. I am going to Wisconsin in September for 10 days with my dad, and then Luann and I are going to Malaysia for a month in December to visit her family. And then we have a couple things loosely kind of planned for next year as well. And so it's funny because usually when we travel, when Luann and I travel, we do sort of these big, huge trips, like all the way around the globe for, you know, weeks, a month at a time. And I always document my food, right? And write and do blog posts about, you know, what I'm eating, and I take pictures and I explain to you how I do plant-based eating while we're trekking the globe. That sounds a lot more rugged than it is, actually. and I'll put a link to the travel section of the blog in the show notes if you want to check that out and see sort of how I do it. This year, when we went to Africa, that was the first time that I traveled while eating gluten-free. So it was, I think, 2020, maybe, that I figured out that I had perioral dermatitis and that my skin had the skin condition. And anyways, eating gluten really triggers it. So I took the gluten out of my diet, even though I really, really, really didn't want to. I didn't want it to be true that the gluten was affecting my skin, but it was true and it cleared up my skin. So I haven't had gluten since. And so the trip to Africa was the first time that we had traveled while not only doing the plant-based thing, but also the gluten-free thing. And it did add a bit of a layer of challenge for sure, but still doable. So my point is, the reason why I'm recording this podcast today is because Luann and I and two of our good friends are going on a quick little weekend trip. We leave on a Thursday and then we come back home on a Saturday. And it's in a really beautiful spot here on Maui, and we rented an Airbnb and we're just going to hang out there. It's on a different part of the island. And we're going to bring food, right? Because there's not a lot of food choices where we're going. And I made my list of the things that we're going to bring. And it's funny because I was like, well, something like this is so easy for me because, first of all, it doesn't require a plane. I have a cooler. We have a car. We have a kitchen where we're going. Like, this is breezy compared to so many spots that we've traveled to before. But then I realized, well, maybe it's obvious to me what I'm going to pack food-wise. But for people who are new to this way of eating, or who maybe haven't traveled a lot while eating this way, maybe it's not so obvious to you. So I wanted to give you sort of my list of the food that I'm bringing for just like a three-day type of getaway. Right. So again, we're driving. We can bring a cooler. There's going to be a fridge and a stove and a kitchen. You know, when we get there, there won't be a grocery store, really. There might be a food truck or two, but I definitely don't want to rely on that. So we just bring food. And so here's what I'm going to bring. I am going to bring some porridge, my hippie porridge, cold grain porridge, gluten-free porridge, whatever you want to call it. Talk about it a lot. I'm having a love affair with it, going on like 3 years now. Usually when I go on a plane and I travel, I would bring the grains and the lentils with me and I would cook them whenever I got to the place where I was going. But I don't need to do that. I can just make the cooked porridge, put it in a container and put it in the cooler and go. So I'm going to bring the porridge for breakfast and fruit. I'll bring some berries and some papaya and some mango to eat while I'm there. And also, oh, bananas for sure. And then also to put on top of the porridge, I'll bring some soy milk. So I'm going to bring the kind of soy milk that you don't have to refrigerate until you open it. So I'll just bring a couple containers of soy milk and then put it in the fridge when I get there. I can use that on my porridge, and also I can put some in my tea. And I will bring some tea bags with me. I'm going to bring some peanut butter and some bread, some gluten-free bread, so I can make like a peanut butter and fruit sandwich while I'm there and just take that for like a lunch or a snack. I'm going to bring our water filter. We have a Berkey water filter. I'm going to bring that so that we don't have to buy jugs of water. Again, we're bringing a big car so we can do this. Luann's going to bring her coffee percolator thing and bring coffee. I don't drink coffee, but she does the little like Italian coffee percolator thing. I am going to make some muffins and probably the lemon poppy seed muffins. I'm going to make a batch of those and bring those. I am going to make those little mini quiches. Of course, all plants, they're in the recipe vault. This was a recipe that came out like a month or two ago. And they're like the mini quiches made out of grated potato and tofu and I think almond flour. Those are really easy to make and just take with you. So I'm going to make a batch of those. I'm going to bring a couple of cans of refried beans and a can of Hatch green chili sauce. And I will either bring... I'll probably bring some tortillas for Luann, and I will bring some blanched collard leaves for me to wrap the beans in. I love that. I was eating actually my lunch today. I made some beet burgers over the weekend. It's Possible Beet Burger. It's in our recipe vault. I made those and blanched a bunch of collard greens. And then I had some garlic fried rice that I told you about. Because I've been having Luann make that for me like every week. And so, okay, this is a total side note about my lunch today, but I'm going to go with it anyway. So I heated up the garlic fried rice and then I heated up the burger patty. And then I had the collard greens and they were all blanched and everything. And I just put them like in the pan with the rice and just sort of heated the collard greens up just a little bit. Now it's just as good cold, but I just heated them up slightly. And then I put like three leaves together and then I put my rice in the wrap, a little bit of dressing. I made like a cashew blue cheese ranch dressing from the recipe vault. So I put on a little bit of dressing and then I added the rice, but also had cabbage in it, and then the burger patty, and then a bunch of chopped lettuce, and then some tomato and some onion. And I wrapped that up in the collard leaves nice and tight. And then I ate that. It was so good. I love doing that. I have loved doing that even before I was gluten-free. I used to do that. And you can do that with wraps and burritos, burgers, sandwiches, such a yummy thing to do. So I'll probably bring some more blanched collards to make burritos in. And then I'm going to make some maple, coconut, sunflower seed topping for my porridge. Super tasty. You toast the coconut shreds, then you toast the, you could do pumpkin seeds or sunflower seeds or any seed or nut really. But I like sunflower seeds. And then toast that and then add a little bit of maple syrup in, mix everything together. And it's this delicious topping for the porridge. So I'm going to bring some of that. And then I'm just going to bring some hummus and some like veggies, some cucumber, some carrots just to eat with hummus. And then probably I have a bunch of cauliflower. So I'll probably bring cauliflower that I can steam and I'll bring some cheesy sauce that I have in my fridge. So that I can just put the cheesy sauce over the steamed veggies and call it good. So that's sort of, I'm probably going to bring some garlic fried rice too. Have Luann make another batch. That reminds me, I got to make some rice. got to go do that right after I'm done recording this. So that kind of gives you just an idea of what I might pack for 3 days. And that will be for Luann and myself. I'll bring enough so that if my friends want a bite or whatever, they can definitely try it. But I'm not offering to like bring enough food for all four of us the whole time. So they're going to have to bring their food. And then I'll bring some probably Lara bars with us too, just to put in my backpack for a hike or whatever. But yeah, this is how I come prepared. I definitely don't want to arrive empty-handed and then just eat at the food truck all weekend. Not only would that be super, like, just not affordable, right? It's much cheaper to bring my own food, but it's also going to be more delicious to eat my own food, and it's going to be healthier to bring and eat my own food. And yes, it does require a little bit more work, you know? It does. That's just the nature of it. But, you know, sometimes I talk about having it suck now or having it suck later. And, or another way I could put it is having it be awesome now or having it be awesome later. It's probably like the more glasses half full type of way to say that. But I would rather kind of put in the work to get this stuff prepared. And then once I get to where I'm going, I don't have to cook. I don't have to worry about food. I don't have to worry about going to the grocery store, getting supplies. I can just put everything in the fridge and then enjoy myself and relax and have all of this stuff done. So to me, I would way rather put the work in before I go on the trip and then just enjoy the trip, right? And not have to worry about what I'm going to eat or where I'm going to get it or if they'll have something that I want to eat. So, and this way of doing it, it's so easy, right? I have a kitchen, I have a car, I have a cooler. Boom, that's pretty much all I need. And just, you know, packing stuff that will pack well, right? Like the muffins and the little quiche things, right? And the cheesy sauce and some cauliflower and broccoli and raw veggies and hummus and a can of beans, right? Or a can of chili to go on my burritos, like, and then fruit and then the porridge. So it's an easy, for me, for me, this is very easy because it's not, okay, I'm going to be on a plane for 30 hours, then landing in Africa where I've, you know, to a place I've never been and figuring it out. I mean, in Africa, it wasn't so bad because the places we went to spoke English. And so there wasn't a language barrier. When I go to places like Thailand or Japan, for example, that gets a little bit more tricky because there's that language barrier. And so that becomes much more difficult. Doable, but it's definitely more of a challenge. Again, I'll post links to those blog posts if you want to see how I do it. But this is how I'm doing it this weekend. And we're going to go and have a great time and enjoy nature and enjoy eating. That's, yeah, and having plenty of plants to power me through. So that's what I'm going to do. Feel free to copy me if you're going away on a weekend trip. I might make a magic meal planner. And actually, I will do that. I'm going to make a meal plan for using our magic meal planner with the things that I bring with me. And I will link it in the show notes. So if you're a Plant Fueled Life member, you can just go click on that link and all the stuff that I cooked for my trip will be there. And if you want to copy me and do that, then you can just save it to your meal plans and you can adjust the serving sizes. Or if there's one that you don't want, you can delete it and add something else. But it can be like a little template for you if you want. So look for that. Okay, I hope you all have a fantastic, delicious, fabulous, beautiful, gorgeous week ahead. And I will see you next time. No, I'm not going to see you. I keep saying that, but you're going to hear me next time. Okay, bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.